I'm Fran of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Piper Winder of St. Mary's Academy High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be able to be on your guys' radio, and it's such an honor and privilege to have been selected to represent St. Mary's Academy.
Okay, great. So first off, how does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
It's so exciting, and it feels like such a privilege. I remember in fourth grade seeing the Rose Festival Princess for Cleveland, and I was so excited, and I knew immediately that I wanted to run for this and toss my hat into the ring. And so knowing that my confidence paid off and I was able to actually become the princess for St. Mary's is such an exciting moment for me.
Okay, great. How does it feel to represent your school?
It's such an exciting opportunity for me. I absolutely love St. Mary's and all that we stand for. I love the community that we have. And so being able to represent them just makes me very, I feel honored. Yeah.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
I remember this. So I was crowned yesterday. And, you know, of course, during the crowning ceremony, you have to be pretty quiet. It's an assembly. But afterwards, when everyone was getting up and leaving, it was so exciting because I had a few of my classmates and they were like, "Go Piper." And they like cheered and it was really sweet. And it like warmed my heart.
Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
It's important to me because I think that it's not really talked about much. I guess we don't really celebrate people's achievements. And so being able to be on the Rose Festival court and saying like, "Oh, I volunteer at these organizations and I do these things," because I think there's the society talks a lot about everyone doing everything, but then you don't necessarily acknowledge the fact that they're doing so much. So being able to take the time and acknowledging that all these wonderful girls are doing so much for the community is very inspiring.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
So I volunteer in a bunch of organizations. One specifically is the Civil Air Patrol program. And through that, I've learned a lot about leadership and being able to talk to people in person. I had an opportunity to go to Salem. And so being able to practice talking to like House representatives and like the Secretary of State has really allowed me to be able to come up here and not feel too embarrassed or too like self-conscious about being on the radio, I suppose.
Okay, great. So you said you want to go to college to study electrical and computer engineering and biomedical studies. Tell us more about that.
Well, I love coding. That's something that I've always been passionate about, but I also like to understand how everything works. So being able to not only know how to code, but understanding the actual wiring components and the electrical pulses that go along with coding is really exciting. And I also love biology and understanding the human body. I like to just know everything, I suppose. And so being able to combine my two passions of engineering and coding with biology and understanding like physiology and the body is perfectly demonstrated through biomedical engineering, which is why I would like to study that.
Okay. I see you're on your school's robotics team. And didn't you recently go to like robotics championship? How did that go?
Yes, it was so exciting. So we went to Wilsonville this past weekend. And so I got to work on the software component, which is the arm. And it's called Charged Up. It's really fun. We actually made it all the way to finals, which is very, very exciting. We got chosen for the alliance with Hotwire. I believe Hotwire was the team that chose us to join their alliance. And so we, as like a group, got to compete and we made it all the way to finals, which is just so exciting. And we were cheering and jumping up and down on the stage. And it's so great to see how like all of us as a team have worked together to get to this point.
Hey, so you're also a co-leader for your school's Asian Pacific Islander Club. Has that, tell us more about that.
Okay. Yeah. So I joined Asian Pacific Islander Club as a freshman because as a Chinese person, I have always been really in tune to my culture. And so I wanted to come to St. Mary's and be able to explore the community there as well. And then as a sophomore, I got a co-leader position, and we get to do a bunch of planning of meetings. We get to schedule like the big sale, fundraiser, all those things, because our clubs are required to have a fundraiser. And junior year is when something that I'm most proud of is I started the Rice Around the World event at my school. And basically it's an event that just recognizes that food is such a big aspect of culture and ritual, and specifically like rice in Asian cultures. And so like having Rice Around the World, I had a bunch of affinity groups bring in meals that are based upon like using some form of rice. And now I've kind of taken a step back from leading Asian Pacific Islander Club, but I do plan to schedule another Rice Around the World event this year.
Okay, great. So, moving on to some fun questions. What's your favorite type of music? Do you have any favorite artists or songs?
sorry. Yes, I do have a lot of artists. I typically listen to alternative rock or indie pop. I guess I can't really think of someone. Or I say Peach Pit, if you've ever heard of them. I absolutely love their music and I always go back to them. So that's probably one of my favorites.
Oh yeah. And we did meet at like a local punk show. Are you still involved in that scene?
I'm so busy these days that I'm unable to attend them, but I love the place that we met, and they have a lot of like indie music bands as well. So I definitely plan to go back to listen to some more chill indie music.
Yeah. Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I feel like that's such a strange question, because if you were to have a superpower, it kind of takes away the will of others in a way. Uh-huh. And so I guess like I would want to be able to like know people's emotions, but only like
consensually.
Yeah, consensually, I suppose. Or just like in ways that can only benefit the other person, not my personal gain. Not for my personal gain, but for other people.
It's a very noble answer. You'd be a very ethical superhero.
Yeah, well, we don't like those people, like, you know, those superheroes that will go and like ruin the whole world just to get the villain. Yeah. That's not how I vibe.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Piper Winder from St. Mary's Academy High School. I'm Fran, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.